Well, grace and peace from God our Father, and welcome to the last 60 for 60 at noon for this particular quarter. Let me say it like that. Amen. Today is day 61, and we begin on January 5th. Technically, yesterday was day number 60. Today, March 6th, is our, we're going to call it our overtime day, right? I believe I heard Prophet Seporia say that on this morning. And we are still here. Amen. Because we have built a momentum, right? We have built a momentum that has produced this hunger for more of God. Amen. And for completion with honor. So we celebrate. We honor the Lord for the grace to finish. Amen. Not finish in prayer. We know that men should always pray, but finish what God commanded. We honor Him for what He has worked in us through repetition. We have seen and we are continuing to see answered prayers. Amen. But it has not just been the prayers that have been answered. We've also been strengthened in our spiritual posture. We've seen breakthroughs. Amen. We've seen maturity being cultivated. We've been given much information, and that information has changed us, and it has caused a formation. So I want to say congratulations to each and every one of you. You did not just merely complete days. You have cultivated a discipline that can hold and increase. And that is why today's lesson is about soil and seed. Today's lesson is seeded for 60, soiled for sustaining. That's right, seeded. And I'm not saying S-E-A-T-E-D. I'm saying S-E-E-D-E-D. Seeded for 60, soiled for sustaining is going to be our closing 60 for 60 word of the Lord for this particular quarter. Amen. Now, everyone on this line probably knows what soil is by the most basic definition, right? Soil is essentially dirt, right? But it's not just dirt. Soil is a living environment. It's not just some random ground you step on. It is a system that holds structure and moisture and oxygen and minerals and unseen microbial life that quietly makes growth possible. So a seed can be full of potential, but it cannot thrive in a hostile hostile ground. It cannot thrive in a crowded ground or an unmanaged ground. And so day 61 gives us a sober lens, because we are not only looking back at what we completed, we are looking forward at what we are meant to sustain. Many people ask God, Father, give me increase. And God answers them with a seed. Many people ask God for change. And then God answers them with a word. Many people ask God for fruit. And you know what God answers us with? He deals with the soil. So today, we're not only celebrating our endurance, we're learning about stewardship. We are putting language on why some things prosper quickly, why some things stall, and why some things never break the surface. Jesus gives the most precise teaching on this. He does not start by blaming the seed. He reveals the conditions of the soil. And because our 60 days have been about receiving and obeying and enduring, I'm going to read this parable because it becomes a mirror for what God has been doing among us. If you're able to go with me, I want you to turn your Bibles to Luke chapter number 8. And I'm just going to read a couple of verses to you on today. I'm going to start reading at verse 11, and I'm going to finish at verse 15. Let's read the word together. It says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. verse 13 says, they on the rock are they, which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. Verse 14, and that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Now, Jesus is giving us all a law of spiritual agriculture. So, the word is what? The word is seed, right? The heart is the soil or the ground. And our outcomes, they're never random, y'all. They are connected to condition. Let me say that again. The word of God is seed in this particular context, because we know that seed in various parts of the Bible means different things. But in this context, the word is seed, okay? The heart is a representation of soil or ground. So what does that mean? That means our outcomes in life, they're just not willy-nilly. They're not just random. They are connected to conditions. So that means today is not about you just being inspired. We have another day in day 61 where we're being aligned. Now, let me give you something to clarify this. In this specific parable, Jesus directly defines the seed as the word of God. That is the meaning in this immediate context. Scripture also uses seed language in other ways. So if you look at other parts of the scripture, you'll see that seed means offspring, or it may mean promised descendants, just depending upon what we're reading. It can sometimes mean a person that sows through actions or choices. So we are not flattening every use of seed into one definition. What we are doing is we're honoring Jesus' definition in this particular chapter while still staying biblically literate about the broader language of seed across Scripture. I just had to add that little note in there just in case somebody else was wondering about the word seed and its various definitions. So now, to understand what Jesus is saying in this parable, we have to treat seed like heaven treats seed. So a farmer does not handle seed carelessly. A wise farmer honors seed by preparing conditions. So we begin with the nature of the seed itself. According to Luke 8 and 11 that we just read, the seed is the word of God, right? So that means the word of God is instruction from God, and that instruction carries life, it carries design, and it carries direction. But seed functions only through process. Did you hear what I said? Seed functions through process. And I want to confirm that with this pattern that is found in Isaiah 55 and 10. It says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. I hope you heard that on today, because he said that as the word goes out of his mouth, it's not going to return void, but it's going to accomplish that which God pleases, not what we please, but what he pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto he sent it to. All right, everybody heard that. So the word prospers in the thing it is sent to. That means the word is not failing when it meets resistance. Did you hear that? The word is revealing what must be adjusted so it can prosper. So when the word goes out, and when the word, the instruction goes out, and it meets resistance, guess what? That word is revealing what must be adjusted in us so that we can prosper. So if these 60 days expose inconsistency in you, if it exposes distraction or heaviness or whatever it exposes, understand that that is insight. Your soil is, God is beginning to reveal something in your soil. God is showing us what must be stewarded for fruit to mature. And day 61 is where we choose sustainability. Many of you know that I have been working out diligently Monday through Friday. Sometimes I can get it in on a weekend, but I'm there Monday through Friday. I'm either in the gym, I'm on the track, I'm in Pilates, right? But it seems to me something was going wrong because I'm going up on the scale, and some people are saying, well, you have been working out with weights. I'm like, yeah, but something's not right. And so I had to sit down with someone on yesterday, and they begin to tell me what I was doing wrong. And if I want the results that I do want, if I'm telling her, because, of course, the first thing she's asking me, well, what do you want to accomplish? And I'm telling her what I want to accomplish. And she said, okay, in order to accomplish this, you have to do this and this. It's like a science, right? And I guess I didn't factor all of those things in, that may be the reason why I'm retaining water, or that may be the reason why I'm raising on the scale. And so because I was able to get the instruction, that's insight for me, so I can be able to steward myself properly so I can get the fruit that I need. I hope that gives someone a good example on today, because that is what God is doing with us. Every time he exposes something in our soil, it's so that we can make the most of the nutrients and the moisture and the oxygen that is placed in our soil so we can produce fruit. Now, once we understand the seed, we can understand why Jesus spends time describing soil. Because soil is shaped over time by environment. That is truly naturally, and it is truly spiritually. Okay? Geography shapes ground. Atmosphere shapes people. I'll say it again. Geography shapes ground. Atmosphere shapes people. So now we name different soils in the natural, and then we're going to connect them to spiritual realities. You ready? So Jesus is addressing, number one, sandy soil, which is common in, like, regions where there's deserts. So sandy soil drains very quickly. It warms quickly. It is easy to work with, but it cannot hold water and nutrients well. So from the spiritual parallel of that, Luke 8 and 13 describes those who receive with joy. They're so excited when they receive, but they have no root. And that is fast reception. Anybody on this line ever had fast reception, but they have weak retention? Have you been? I've been there before. I receive with joy, but I've got weak retention. And so the seed is received, but the depth is missing. So here's what you need to do. Joy is not the same as root. Excitement is not the same as endurance. So what you must do when you receive, you've got to automatically start putting that thing into practice. You got to put it into practice, and you have to create a rhythm so that it can dig in you a depth to be able to keep, to sustain what you received in joy. Do you receive that today? The next type of soil is clay-heavy soil. Clay-heavy soil. And you find this soil in lowlands, in areas with very poor drainage. Now, clay holds nutrients. But clay also compacts. So water can sit on top of clay while the roots are struggling beneath it. And so the parallel to that is it resembles in Luke 8 and 12, the wayside ground. where the soil is hardened by traffic. The word lands, but it cannot enter deeply. In Jeremiah 4:3, it says, "For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns." So the revelation here is a hardened surface can look like strength, but in the spirit, hardness is often unmanaged pain, offense, pride, fatigue that has been compacted in the heart. If you're dealing with any of these things, or maybe I didn't name something that has become hard in your spirit, God wants us to break up the fallow ground so that we can be able to receive the nutrients that is meant for us. And then there's what's called loam. Loam is often, it's a type of soil that's also, it's often found in grasslands and prairies. Loam is very balanced. It retains moisture and nutrients while still allowing oxygen and root expansion. Now, the parallel to this is Luke 8:15, which in that scripture, it calls it good ground, right? That ground, it hears, it keeps, and it brings forth fruit with patience. So good soil, it is consistent. Good soil has structure. It has oxygen. It has room for roots. And then there's alluvial soil. Alluvial soil is found in river valleys and deltas. Alluvial soil forms when rivers deposit layers of nutrient-rich sediment. In the book of Psalm, chapter number 1, verses 2 and 3, it says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Now, here's the revelation. Some fruitfulness is not about striving. It is about planting yourself near the right flow. River soil grows what drought soil cannot support. Many of you have experienced a lot of flow because of where you are currently planted. Am I tooting my own horn? Absolutely not, because I'm just a vessel. But God summoned us into this space, and many of you came to the river. And you've been, because you've stayed in this environment, guess what? You've been seeing the manifestation of the environment that you've been in, the atmosphere that you've been in. The river has caused your tree to bloom and bear fruit. That's the revelation of alluvial soil. And then there's volcanic soil, and that's the last one I'm going to give you today. Volcanic soil presents in regions that are shaped by disruption. Volcanic soil can become exceptionally fertile, but it is formed, this is the word of the Lord that Elder Cam, she spoke to us yesterday. This soil is formed through pressure and upheaval. It's called volcanic soil. Now, if you look in the book of James, chapter number 1, verses 2 through 4, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." So here's the revelation. Some of your richest fruit is formed in seasons that felt like shaking. God is able to turn pressure into capacity when you let patience complete its work. Point number 3 on today. We understand the seed, we understand the soil, but we've got to respect the wisdom of farming. Because farming is not hasty, it's not impulsive. It's very deliberate. Just like I told you about my session with my consultant yesterday on my fitness. I learned that if I want to sculpt my body the way that I desire, I've got to be very deliberate. I have to be very intentional. And farming is deliberate. Farmers do not simply just scatter seed and hope for the best. No, they cooperate with laws. And so in the same way, spiritual fruitfulness is cooperation with God's order. So what does a farmer do before he plants? Let me give you this so we can pray. Are you ready? Step number one, the farmer is going to study the field. He looks at what has been producing and what has been failing and what keeps showing up. A smart and wise farmer, this is what he's going to do before he plants. He's going to study the field. He's going to say, you know what? This has been producing. You know what? That's not been producing. You know what? These weeds keep showing up here. He's going to study the field. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 13 and 5, it tells us to examine yourselves, it says, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. So examination is all about preparation. God, for 60 days, God has had us in examination, really 61. He's had us on the examining table. Why? Because we're being prepared. Step number two that the farmer does, he tests the soil. So he checks what is lacking and what is excessive. Psalm 139 and 23, it's one of my favorites. 23 and 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So when God searches you, he is not trying to expose you to shame you. He is locating what must be treated so fruit can mature. Step number three. If you just came on the line, please check your phone to make sure it's muted. Thank you so much. Step number three, he breaks up any compacted ground. This is what a wise farmer does. He breaks up compacted ground. So he tills the ground. He loosens the ground. He creates space for roots. Hosea 10 and 12 says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you." So some ground has potential, but it has been sitting. So we've got to break up that fallow ground. Fallow ground is not dead, y'all. It just needs to be, it's been unmanaged, so it's got to be stirred up. So we got to break up the fallow ground. All right? Step number four, a wise farmer is going to remove weeds and competing roots. He's going to clear what steals light, what steals moisture, what steals nutrients. Right? Luke 8 and 14 tells us exactly what thorns are. They're cares and riches and pleasures of this life. That's what thorns are, cares and riches and pleasures of this life. So here's the revelation. Thorns are often legitimate things that become lordly things. They gain authority over attention. What do I mean by lordly things? There are things that are in our life. Yes, they are legitimate, but they become lord over our lives. We give those things authority over our attention, right? And so the revelation here for us is that we got to remove anything that's competing with the instruction, anything that's competing with the promise, we must remove. Amen? Step number five is he amends the soil. So step number one, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm outside. Step number one is he studies the field. Step number two is he tests the soil. Step number three, he breaks up compacted ground. Step number four, he removes weeds and competing roots. Step number five, you know what he does? He amends the soil. He amends the soil. He adds what is missing, and he strengthens the structure. He amends the soil. God gives increase, but he does not excuse neglect. So planting and watering are real responsibility. That's how you amend the soil. That's how you strengthen your structure. You've got to water it. You've got to nurture it. You've got to make sure that you are, if God gives you increase, that you are stewarding well. You cannot neglect it. Step number 6, he chooses the right seed for the right conditions. This is so important. He chooses the right seed for the right conditions. So he respects, the farmer respects climate. He respects timing, and he respects compatibility. So the revelation that I want you to get here is discernment is part of fruitfulness. Not every door is your assignment. You've got to discern if you want to be fruitful. You've got to respect climate, timing, compatibility. Step number 7, and we're almost done. Just 2 more. He plants with depth and spacing. So what we need to know is too shallow dries out. If something is in the too shallow of water, it's going to dry out. If it's too crowded, then it competes. So here's the revelation. Some people are not unfruitful because of sin. They are unfruitful because of overcrowding. Their overfilled schedules choke out the emergence. And then step number 8, he protects what he planted. He guards against birds and pests and disease. Luke 8:12 says this, Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts. So what we want you to know today is protection is wisdom. You've got to guard your seed while it is becoming root. Let us pray on today. Before I pray, in our last day of overtime, I want you to honor the seed. Do not treat God's word as a passing thought. Treat it as a living deposit. I want you to tell the truth about your soil. If you've got hardness going on, shallowness, thorns, whatever God exposes, then submit it to God. Number 3, I want you to work that field. I want you to break up your fallow ground. I want you to clear out what competes and what nourishes. I want you to add it in. And I want you to protect what God spoke. Number 4, I want you to commit to maturity. Luke 8:15 says, good ground brings forth fruit, but it brings forth fruit with patience. Patience is your sustained alignment. And the last part of this charge, I want you to carry the discipline forward. We may be leaving this space for a moment, at least for this quarter, right? But I want you to carry the discipline forward. We conclude this particular assignment, but we do not conclude our stewardship. We move forward as people who know how to keep seed alive until it becomes harvest. Father, in the name of Jesus, today we present our hearts to you again. We present our hearts as soil, and we give you permission to govern our ground. We submit our appetites to you. We submit our motives to you. We submit our habits to you. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our inner life. Let the Spirit of God purify the places that have been hidden, and let nothing remain in us that clogs, that chokes your seed. Father, we renounce any hardness that is going on in our hearts. We renounce stubbornness. We renounce pride that refuses correction. We renounce pain that has turned into resistance. We renounce offense that has compacted the heart. Break up fallow ground in us. Let the heart become tender. Let the conscious become sensitive again. Let our response to your voice become quick and clean again. Father, we pray, God, and as we're praying, we're praying that you would uproot thorns. We're praying today that you would uproot cares that dominate our thoughts. We uproot riches that seduce priorities. We uproot pleasures that dilute discipline. We uproot distractions that crowd the soil and crowd the soul. We uproot cycles that choke out our focus. We uproot spiritual laziness. We uproot delay. We uproot procrastination and compromise. And we declare that the field is being cleared. And that the word of God is making room for us to grow. We guard every word that you have spoken over these 60 days to us. We silence the thief. We silence accusation. We silence confusion. We silence counterfeit voices. And we declare that the enemy will not take the word out of our hearts. We receive grace to protect our ears. We receive, Lord God, grace to protect our eyes, to protect our time, to protect our attention. Let the seed remain, Father. Let the seed take root. God, we're praying today that you would send rain upon our seed, that you would send illumination upon Scripture, Father, that you would send strength upon prayer, that you would send fire upon our endurance, that you would let our private disciplines produce public fruit. Let the word bud and rise and break in. Break through the surface. Let what has been hidden, God, begin to show. Let consistency begin to speak, Father. Let maturity become visible. In the name of Jesus, we reject immature fruit. We reject almost fruit. We reject near breakthrough. We reject cycles that start and stop. And we declare Luke 8 and 15 over our lives. We keep the word. We bring forth fruit. We bring it to perfection. We will not drop the process halfway, but we will finish the growth cycle. And as we close this 60 for 60 assignment, we ask that you seal the work in us. Let day 60 mark a new standard of obedience, and let day 61 mark a new standard of honor. Let our inner climate stay regulated. Let our spiritual greenhouse remain built. Let our soil stay tended to. Lest our seeds stay protected. Let our harvest come into its time, and we declare it all in the name of Jesus. We are good ground. We receive the word. We keep the word, and we bring forth fruit with patience. If you want to declare that today, I want you to say, we are good ground. Say, I am good ground. I receive the word.
I am
good. I keep the word. I bring forth fruit with patience. I am good ground. I receive the word. I keep the word. I bring forth fruit with patience. I am good ground. I receive the word. I keep the word. I bring forth fruit with patience. Come on, your turn. I am good ground. Come on, say it.
I am good ground.
I receive the word.
I receive the word.
I keep the word.
I keep the word.
And I bring forth fruit with patience.
And I bring forth fruit with patience.
That's right, with patience, amen. Fruit needs time to grow, y'all. So we have to be patient as God is maturing us as fruit. Glory be to God. The line is now open on today. It is day 61. We're closing off this time on the conference call, but I want you all to listen out because we will be emailing you because we will be doing 60 for 60 in person. Amen. Of course, you know, 60 for 60 in person will be maybe, you know, 6 hours of prayer, but we are going to be meeting together. So I want you to be on the lookout. Have your ears open. Have your eyes open. Amen. For a publication that will come to you, letting you know when we will meet. But the line is now open. If you would like to come forth, if you'd like to testify, if the word resonated with you on today, you can come forth at this time.
Grace and peace, Apostle. This is Pastor Cam. I'm telling you, this word today, I was hollering in my car. I know people were like, what is this lady doing? I'm praising God. This is such a reminder that even what he has given us, we have a responsibility to tend to the grounds, to the weeds. We have to water what he has given us. I'm telling you, thank you so much for breaking this down the way that you did, breaking down the different types of soil. It truly has given me even more clarity for what God is even speaking concerning myself. So I thank you for this word. I thank you for your diligence in sitting with God to really give his voice and what he wants us to hear on today. And so I thank you so much for your commitment, and I thank you for your leadership. Praise God on today.
To God be all of the glory. Amen. I thank God for the word myself. Amen. I thank God for it. I was excited just uttering the words. Amen. I love God's word. It's not only exciting to me, it really feeds my soul and feeds my spirit. So we thank God for the word today. Anyone else come forth at this time?
Good evening, family and friends.
Apostle, thank you for the word, mommy. This blessed my soul. Thank you so much.
Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We definitely thank God for the word. Anyone else who would like to come forth? It's day 61. We're closing out 60 for 60 for this quarter. Amen. So if you would like to come, we would love for you to do so at this time. If you didn't have an opportunity this morning and you want to come on this afternoon, feel free.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace. This is Apostle Fesh. I just want to just say how grateful I am, and I'll probably say this plenty of times before on the line, but I'm just in a posture of gratefulness and gratitude of this entire time that we have been able to just come together as a body. To encourage one another to get closer to God through prayer, through teaching, through word. So I'm grateful for the 60 for 60 initiative, and I'm excited about, you know, what's next, because I know God has positioned each of us for the next, and it's been a beautiful time. One thing I do want to say that stuck out to me was when you said the word is not failing because there's resistance, but it's revealing what must be adjusted in us so we can prosper. So that's a beautiful perspective and teaching to give us, you know, sometimes when we are in moments and feeling like we're up against things and there's a lot of resistance. It's a beautiful posture to take that we can go to God and say, okay, God, there's resistance here. But what is it that needs to be adjusted in me so I can position myself to prosper? So that was a beautiful teaching and perspective to release on today, and I'm going to take that as a nugget. So thank you so much, Apostle, for leading this charge, helping us get here from day one to day 61. I'm grateful to walk alongside of you.
Can you all hear me? I think her phone, did her phone go out? Or can you all hear me?
We can hear you, Apostle. I think
phone went out. We can hear.
Okay, her phone went out. Okay. Thank God. Amen. Thank God for you, Apostle Fash. We appreciate your voice. We appreciate your pour. Amen. All of the intercessors that serve this line. Amen. And led in this line. Thank you. Thank you, Prophet DeMarcus, Prophet Zeporia, Prophet Shanteria, Pastor Cam, Elder Renita, Sierra, Denitra. So many of you serve this line with confidence. Sadai, all of you have served this, the people of God, so willingly, with such grace. Amen. You've imparted into us, and we just thank God for you. Amen. So I want to shout you all out on today. Apostle Fashi did the schedule for us. So we just thank God for all of the servants. Oh, Pastor in training, Tara, she did a mighty job. Amen. Her first time, amen, being on the prayer line. So we just thank God that even this soil was used to help cultivate people, even in their teaching. Amen. And even in their training, glory be to God. Anyone else that would like to come forth at this time?
Pastor, I just wanted to say thank you to each and every last one of you, apostle, the prophets, everybody, always welcome me in. Me, every time I come, I never leave the same. And I just thank y'all for the love and the teaching that I've been able to receive.
Amen. We absolutely, positively love you, and we thank God for your life and all that God is doing in you and through you. God bless you. Anyone else that would like to come forth on today?
Mom, it's okay if I could release something right quick. I just want to encourage those that are not a part of Sent Miami. I hear the Lord say, stay connected because there's more. There's more that God wants to do with you. So if you have not logged into our portal to with your email and everything to keep up with the updates, I challenge you to do that today, and I promise you that everything that the Lord has placed on my apostle to do, you will reap the harvest of good seeds being planted, rooted, and grounded in Sent Miami. God bless you.
Amen and amen. Is there anyone else that would like to come forth? Glory be to God. Well, again, thank you so much. No matter what number, what day you came in, we pray that you sustain what you received. That is our prayer. That don't just let this stay at just being a blessing. I want you to steward over the seeds that have been sown in your life. You got the steps. You got them today. And so now you know what to do in order to be a good farmer and sustain your tree so that fruit can grow. Amen. Many of you have given towards the 60 for 60 seed. Thank you so much for all that we're able to give. If you're here today and you would like and you didn't have an opportunity to give in this particular initiative, as I said, I think it was yesterday, you're not giving to God because God doesn't need us to give anything to him from a financial standpoint. Amen. He is the giver. He says, I give seed to the sower, right? But the work that he's established in the earth does need your seed. And so this is good ground. Sent Miami is really doing, this apostolic team is really doing some amazing work here in the city of the South Miami area. And we want to continue to be a training hub and a resource for the church. And if you believe in what we're doing and you would like to sow into it, you can do so by going to our website, www.sentmiami.com. That's S-E-N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, Miami.com. You can go there and you can sow your seed. If you'd like to use Zelle, for those that are Zellers, you can do so by emailing sentmiami.hub@gmail.com. That's sentmiami.hub, H-U-B, @gmail.com. Or you can use Cash App, which is $SentMiami. We thank you in advance for your seeds, those that have sown and those that will sow. If you don't have a chance to do it today and you would like to do it in the future, keep our information and you can sow at any time. You can also go to our website and access the prayers that have been prayed over these last 61 days. You can access them there, and you can keep up with us. Pastor Kara said, please go to our website. If you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do that. That way you can keep up with what we're doing, and you especially can keep up with when we're going to do the in-person 60 for 60 gathering. Amen. We are excited. We went last night to set up for Prophet DeMarcus's celebration on last night. and tonight is the night. So if you're in the Tri-Kent County area that you're on this line today and you would like to come, it is open to the public. We would love to see you there. Amen. It's tonight at 7:30 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm trying to get I didn't grab the address before I got on the line. I think it's 1122. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can grab it real quick. Okay. I think I got it. 1122 Northwest 9th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's right on Power Line. If you're coming from the south end, you would get off on Sunrise going east. And once you get to Power Line, you'll make a left. And the church called Restoring Grace Community Church will be on the right-hand side, Restoring Grace Community Church. So we hope to see you tonight for those that are able to come, but for the ones that are not, the ones that are in North Carolina and Georgia and the various other cities and states, we love you. We are still connected to you. And here, don't forget to listen out for the 60 for 60 in person. We would love to see you in the room. God bless you and more grace.
More grace.